6, and back to news stories. Vote for Devon's top hospitality venue. Food Drink Devon are looking for your votes for the People's Choice Award and Top Hospitality Venue 2025. For the very first time, they are handing the judging of an award over to the people who matter most, you, the community of food and drink lovers. Whether it's a standout restaurant, a cosy pub, an innovative street food business, now's your chance to vote for your favourite venue. To be eligible, the venue must be a hospitality business based in Devon and demonstrate Food Drink Devon's core values of excellent quality, sustainable ingredients with local ethical provenance. Food Drink Devon is a community interest company who represent a membership of food and drink producers, retailers, hospitality venues and related support businesses. They are proud to raise Devon's culinary profile and showcase the county as one where the use of fantastic quality, seasonal and sustainable local produce is standard. Devon is home to so many fabulous food and drink businesses. We want to celebrate these and share them with everyone. The unique combination of moorland grazing, rich arable soil and coastal waters means that nowhere else in Britain boasts the same variety of fresh local produce. Stock up on these delights at one of the fabulous farm shops, straight from the producer at traditional farmers markets, or one of the growing number of food fairs and festivals. Devon has an unrivalled range of foodie experiences, including vineyard tours, gin making, beer brewing, cookery classes and more. And voting is open until the 31st of August, and it's a website, I'm afraid, it's fooddrinkdevon.co.uk/consumers-award.
A Bishop Stainton care home has been saved from closure, protecting the homes of vulnerable residents and safeguarding dozens of jobs. Moores Park House care home was on the brink of shutting following an inadequate by the Care Quality Commission, when a notice of decision was issued, highlighting serious concerns. The home has now been taken over by the Centrum Care Group's home. This means the 22 residents can remain and will save the jobs of 15 team members. The home has now been renamed Estuary View, with the new name chosen by residents, families and staff following a community vote. This marks the beginning of a new chapter for the building, which has a long history serving many roles, including time as a manor house and even a Greek restaurant before becoming a care home. Tushar Shah and Mehul Shah, co-founders of Centrum Care Homes Group, said, "When we learned this home was at risk, we knew we had to step in. The thought of residents being uprooted and losing their home and staff losing their livelihoods was unthinkable. Instead, we have given the home a new identity as Estuary View, and we are fully committed to bringing it back to life." The revival of Estuary View shows that with the right support, the right people and the right vision, a failing service can once again become a thriving home at the heart of its community. A new care planning system, auditing process, HR platform and e-learning program have been introduced. Agency reliance has been dramatically reduced and a focus recruitment drive has rebuilt the permanent team. Over the next 2 years, Centrum Care Homes Group has promised to invest more than £150,000 into the home, funding refurbishments, training and the introduction of new systems. The top floor, which had to be closed under the previous provider due to regulatory issues, will reopen in September, restoring the home to full capacity. Susan Gattrell, Operations Manager for Centrum Care Homes Group and Acting Registered Manager at Estuary View, said, "It has always been part of the community and we are determined to make it something the community can be proud of again. The team has embraced the changes, families have supported us and we are already seeing improvements." Estreview will remain primarily focused on dementia care, while also offering respite and long-term residential care, both privately funded and through the local authority placement.
Outline permission sought for more than 70 homes. More than 70 homes could be built on the edge of Buckfast Lee as an outline planning application to develop an area of land is submitted to planners. The application seeks permission for 75 dwellings on land off Timbers Road, with provision for highway improvements too. The design and access statement says 45% will be affordable. The development would provide much-needed open market and affordable housing in a sustainable location, the statement adds. The application site, which is allocated in the Dartmoor local plan, comprises approximately 3.3 hectares of arable farmland and consists of an open and irregularly shaped field bordered by hedgerows along the eastern and western boundaries. The application was submitted to Dartmoor National Park Authority on 25th of March, being validated on the 10th of July. A decision is expected before the 9th of October, which is the date the application expires. In its acknowledgement letter, Teignbridge District Council say it will publish its recommendation within 21 days. Elsewhere, another application is seeking to build close to 30 homes in the town. Submitted by Buckfast Estates Limited, the application is for 28 new homes, of which 6 will be flats, and the remainder being a mixture of terraced, semi-detached and detached houses on land west of Barn Park. 10 will be affordable dwellings and 18 open market, the planning statement says.
Thieves target Ashburton vans. Thieves have been in action in Ashburton, where they stole catalytic converters. Police are appealing for information after two commercial vans were targeted overnight on Tuesday, July the 29th. One van was broken into and two hedge cutters and a leaf blower were taken. Both vehicles were parked on the street in the area of Roeborough Lane, close to the junction of Little Roeborough when the break-ins happened. Officers investigating the incident would like to hear from anyone who has CCTV or dashcam footage which may have captured suspicious activity in the area. Anyone who has information is asked to contact the police by calling 101.
A new fast food outlet is looking to open on the edge of King's Kurzweil. McDonald's plan to occupy a vacant site at Kurzweil Gardens off Torquay Road. Submitted by McDonald's Restaurants Limited, seeking permission for an 8-metre illuminated totem sign. The consultation period ends on Thursday the 7th of August. Consultation on the application for the drive-through restaurant, including landscaping, car parking and customer order displays, ended on the 26th of June. The proposal represents a multi-million pound investment by a national operator in Torquay, and the restaurant is expected to employ more than 120 full and part-time staff, which McDonald's seeks to recruit from the local area, the supporting statement said.